Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Heather Bosch, who's in for Colleen O'Brien. They are called title-only bills. Essentially, the legislature passes what was only a few moments before a blank piece of paper. Let's consult with former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, a conversation brought to you by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. This was done with that B&O tax on banks, wasn't it? So explain the whole concept of a title-only bill in the legislature, Rob.
Well, to explain it, first we have to explain what it's designed to get around, and that is a provision in our 1889 Constitution, Article 2, Section 36, which says that no bill shall be considered in either house, in other words, neither the House of Representatives or the Senate, unless the time of its introduction shall have been at least 10 days before the final adjournment of the legislature, unless there's a two-thirds vote to do so. Here, there is nowhere near two-thirds, so what they did was to employ a device called a title-only bill, because the Constitution says no bill shall be considered unless the time of its introduction is at least 10 days before final adjournment. So what they do is they drop a bunch of title-only bills. In this case, the title simply was an act relating to tax revenue with no content.
It was a title only. There was no actual bill written there. And the purpose of this constitutional provision is to ensure that you can't ram through a bunch of last-minute bills that nobody's read, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. The authors of our Constitution, our founders of our state, didn't want the legislature to push bills through at the end of the session when there wouldn't be enough time to review and deliberate them.
All right. So when it came to this bill, I guess somebody decided that it wasn't worth deliberating. So how did it work?
This is a 105-day session of the legislature. On the 103rd day, all of a sudden, the bill is brought up in committee in the House, and they amend it by adding the actual text. And now suddenly the act relating to tax revenue has some meat on the bones, and the meat is to impose an additional business and occupation tax on specified financial institutions, which are defined in such a way that it really only affects big out-of-state banks.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the framers of the Constitution didn't foresee the subterfuge of a title-only bill. It's a classic workaround that has been around a while. There were 26 title-only bills introduced this session. Only four of them ended up being used. Two of them were for tax increases that were pretty controversial. But I think this violates the spirit of the Constitution, if not the text. And I would argue that if a bill is title only, it really isn't a bill in the sense that the legislature should be considering one, or in the sense that the framers of the Constitution meant it when they wrote
that language
in the Constitution.
Has this ever been litigated in court?
It hasn't, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happens now. And one of the reasons this bill is so controversial, and one of the reasons that some Democratic senators voted against it, for example, is that the way that it's crafted to really only hit out-of-state banks is almost sure to draw a constitutional challenge under the U.S. Constitution on Commerce Clause grounds, because you're not allowed to pass taxes that discriminate against businesses from out-of-state as compared to businesses in your state. The way this is written, it's really not going to hit in-state banks. It's an 80% increase in the taxes that out-of-state banks will pay, and that seems pretty obviously discriminatory, according to a couple of the senators who voted against it.
In fact, didn't you get together with former state auditor and Democrat Brian Sontag about 8 years ago to fix this?
Yeah, we've been going after title-only bills for a while, those of us who believe in transparent government. And former Auditor Sontag and I certainly are in that crowd that believes that transparency is important to accountability and to good government. You know, I don't want our democracy to be title-only either. And it just isn't good for public confidence. For example, regardless of whether one thinks that big banks should pay more in taxes, the fact that there are, you know, serious, constitutional defects with this one, both under the state constitution and federal constitution, should have been reason enough to stop and consider this bill more carefully rather than sort of buying a lawsuit. And there are other reasons you could think of as well, that not only should the legislature have more time to consider bills, but so should the public. I looked at the summary of public testimony in the House Finance Committee on the 103rd day of the session, just before they ran this through. There was no public testimony in support of the bill Why? Because they brought it up at the last second, yeah. And the opponents to it barely had enough time to get there. In their testimony, they said they'd only heard about the bill just a few hours before. So this just isn't good public process. It invites abuse. And again, I think it's what the framers of our state constitution were trying to avoid.
So there's the title-only bill concept for you. It'd be like James Madison handing the members of the Constitutional Convention a piece of parchment that said, "We the people." And I'll fill in details later.
TBA.
TBA. Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna, our conversation brought to you by Arista Point Employee Benefit Consultants. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Dave.